This is the Bible Book of John, Letter 2, as read from the Old King James Bible, 1611, where the words added by man have been removed, and replaced with a comma. Please pause before starting to listen, or read this, as you must ask Holy Spirit to fill in the missing words and provide the context. Only Holy Spirit understands what the true context is. It may appear strange to read or hear the gaps, but Holy Spirit will fill these up with meaning, but only if, you have 1. Given your life to Jesus Christ. 2. Forgiven everyone of everything they have done. 3. Asked Holy Spirit to come within you, and teach, and lead, and guide you. John, Letter 2, Chapter 1. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth. For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us, and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy, peace, from God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoiced greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now I beseech thee, Lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that, as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth, and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Having many things to write unto you, I would not, with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you, and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of thy elect sister greet thee. Amen.